time now for Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb. Live from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Celebrating its 10th season, Prep Football Talk shines a spotlight on high school football throughout Middle Tennessee every Saturday morning. Prep Football Talk is brought to you by the U.S. Army, Air Force Acura, Tim Leeper Roofing, Valentino's Restaurante, Goggin Cold Hall, The Nashville Scene, and Sam's Sports Grill and Sam's Place. Now, here are the hosts of Prep Football Talk, Coach Bubba Spears, Craig Ladd, and Greg Pogue.
Good Saturday morning to you. How you doing? Hope you have a good weekend. Hope everyone is having a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend. A little chilly in the neighborhood. Week 10. No. Season 10. Week 15 or week 16 is in the books. Coach Bubba Spears, Craig Ladd, and Greg Polk, CJ Akay. He is producing. And again, I was going to say, wrapping up our 10th season of Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb. Wow.
What a night for football, guys. A little cool, but, hey, teams playing, I guarantee you didn't mind the coldness because, hey, the winners all go to Chattanooga come next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
There were some incredible individual performances last night, Bubba, that we'll get into. But, man, I tell you, it was unbelievable some of the individual stats that I saw put up.
Well, you know, I'm going to say this. I want to put a shout-out there to Jamal Seward and the East Nashville Eagles, I tell you, and something we saw in 2008, East starting football up, and it goes a big thanks to Jim Fay, who was the basketball coach at the time, and Billy Whitaker, who was the AD. So it all comes in circle, and they got a great guy in Jamal Stewart. So congratulations again to East Eagles.
Well, the Blue Cross Bowl will be in Chattanooga. All the games are set after last night's Division I semifinal rounds. Of course, the semifinal rounds in Division II were last Friday night. We will kick that off here in a little while with the 3 days down at Chattanooga, McKinley Stadium on the University of Tennessee Chattanooga campus. I guess it's just Chattanooga University. Right.
Yeah.
These days.
Finley Stadium. Yep.
Finley Stadium. What did I say? McKinley? Finley
yes.
Stadium. It
yes.
rhymed.
Finley,
anyway.
Yeah.
Division II last night, the semifinal rounds. We thought this would be a dandy. Oakland in 6A goes on the road, and it just seems like these teams meet every year in this round. And Oakland with a good win, 24-14 at Maryville.
Yeah, the Patriots became the first team to beat the Rebels at home in the playoffs in 1999. Oakland had previously lost to Maryville in the state semifinals in 2015, 17, and 19. The defending 6A champions, which have now won 29 straight, was led by Georgia commit Jordan James, who rushed for 151 yards on 30 carries, and Antonio Patterson scored on a 37-yard rushing touchdown following a Maryville fumble. Oakland held Maryville guys to 17 total yards of offense in the second half. Again, Oakland 24, Maryville 14.
29 straight wins now for Oakland. It's pretty amazing.
Yep. Yeah, and to go there and win, it sort of validates. I know they got another one to go, and it's not going to be easy, and it's going to be against the Mid-States Summit. Summit goes to Hendersonville last night, wins 28-7.
Kentucky commits Destin and Keaton Wade once again, guys, were the linchpins for the Spartans. Destin, the quarterback, rushes for 122 yards and a pair of scores. Keaton, his twin, rushes for 139 yards and also had a 50-yard touchdown reception. For the Commandos, who had an outstanding year, Torn Baker rushes for 174 yards on 19 carries. This will be the Spartans' third straight trip to the finals, losing to Knoxville Central in 2019 in the 5A championship and winning the 5A title last year against Oakland.
And that game will,
against Oak Ridge.
And that
me.
Game will cap it all off, the 3 days of championships at Finley Stadium. All these times are Central time, 6 p.m. Oakland and Summit. That will be on Saturday night. Now the 5A, Powell to the east, goes to Knoxville West and wins 35-7. Of course, Walter Nolan, the number one high school prospect in the country, who's headed to Texas A&M. And so folks at the Blue Cross Bowl will get to see him. And a dandy here. Wow. Page 56, Henry County 52.
Guys, this game was well over 3 hours last night. Started at 7. It was after 10 o'clock before this game finished. But the Patriots waited a while for their first ever state championship appearance. The Patriots scored 35 points in the fourth quarter in overcoming a 17-point deficit, trailing 45-28 with just 6:30 remaining in the game and earning a trip to the first state championship game. Colorado State commit Jake McNamara led the comeback, going 25 of 47 for 442 yards and seven touchdowns. Boar Smith caught three of those touchdown passes. Michael Meyer had two, and Max Collins had two to go along with a team-high 162 yards and the game winner with just 12 seconds remaining. Cole Townsend led Henry County offense with 351 yards and four touchdowns on just 28 carries. Ryan Dameron added 115 yards and three touchdowns on the ground to go with 95 yards passing. Again, Page 56, Henry County 52.
Powell and Page will be Friday night at 6 o'clock in that 5A state championship game. Again, at the end of all this, we reset the exact schedule, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. In 4A, Elizabethton 23-6 over Upperman.
The two-time defending 4A champs are going back again, Greg. The Bees gave him a good ball game. Ty Dutchess rushed for 139 yards and had the Bees' only touchdown of the night. Bryson Rollins, the quarterback for Upperman, passed for 127 yards and a touchdown in a losing effort.
And the bottom part of that bracket, Tullahoma keeps on rolling, undefeated, beating Haywood 44 to 19.
Yeah, Tullahoma winning, running their mark to 14-0 this year, trailing 16-7 midway through the second quarter. The Wildcats outscored the Bobcats 37-3 over the final two and a half quarters. Tullahoma turned several Haywood turnovers into points, including 20-yard fumble return in the third quarter by Owen Stroop. Ryan Scott led the Wildcats offense, passing for three touchdowns and rushing for another late in the game. Again, Tullahoma 44, Haywood County 19.
Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb. Hey, at the top of the hour, forgot to set up. We were going to have bottom of the hour, our Gary Force Acura Legend of the Week, Ronnie Carter, the former longtime executive director of the TSSAA, and we can talk about so many different things with Ronnie, from spring fleeing to all the basketball and everything on his coaching career. But specifically today, the history of the state football championships in our country, just to where we got to being in Chattanooga here for the first year after that run in Cookeville. And at 8:15, 8:20 thereabouts, DCA coach Paul Wade. I think everybody's pulling for DCA, especially after all they've had to go through with the tornado and everything. So DCA football coach Paul Wade will be coming up here in just a little while. Now, Class 3A, Alcoa just keeps on rolling. Gary Rankin on his way to what? State championship number 342. That will be Alcoa 42-12 last night.
Yeah, Greg, Alcoa now will be looking for their seventh straight 6A state championship. Hard to believe. Giles County come in. They came in undefeated, but the Bobcats commit five turnovers, which was to their demise. They were led by Che McElroy, who rushed for both of the scores for Giles County. Bobcats with a good year, but fall to Alcoa.
Yeah, and 3A, Bubba, you were talking about East Nashville. You got to be the best. You got to beat the best, and that's what's going to happen. East Nashville, yeah, though, good win last night in 3A semifinal with Dyersburg.
Big win for East, and I have to say this. Fran Stewart, I left Fran Stewart out. She was the principal at the time that said, yay, let's start up football. So the East Nashville defense came up big, forcing three second-half turnovers to secure the first championship appearance ever. Omarion Ford led the Eagles offense with 175 yards and a touchdown on the ground, while Willie Wilson hauled in a 50-yard touchdown reception before halftime. East quarterback Zach Ford completed 7 of 13 passes for 121 yards and two scores. The Eagles defense was again dominant, shutting out Dyersburg for three quarters and allowing just 169 yards total offense. The defense had only allowed nine and a half points per game during the playoffs. Again, congratulations to East on a 20-7 victory over Dyersburg.
And congratulations to you, Bub. I know there's a lot of pride. You started that program as its first head coach, and Your little baby's up moving around.
Well, I'll tell you this.
It's grown up now.
It's a great guy on the ham over there, Jamal Stewart. And I'm so glad he got the job. But I'm so glad for the East Nashville community. They've been starving for this. And, hey, it took an East Nashville boy to bring them to this point. And, you're right. I'm thrilled with joy, not just for the players and the coaches. I know what it takes to get there. And gosh dog, you know, hey, I'm just looking forward to – I mean, you know, hey, congratulations, East. You're going to the state championship, but, hey, you're going to catch a six-time defending champion Alcoa. But, hey, you know, to win it, you got to get there.
That's exactly right.
In 2A last night, tough one for Trousdale County. They go on the road and lose 22-20 to Hampton.
You're exactly right, Greg. Trousdale County gave up 14 consecutive points, including the game-winning touchdown and two-point conversion with 49 seconds remaining, erasing a 12-point Yellow Jackets lead in the fourth quarter. Brian Banks, Bryson Claiborne scored a touchdown each to lead Trousdale County tonight. A little bit of an upset here. I was a little bit surprised. Hampton knocks off Trousdale County.
Now to 1A, Cloudland at home losing to South Pittsburgh 30-22. Oh, wait, I've left out the other participant there. Martin Westview, obviously, with the quarterback.
Ty Simpson
up there. And by the way, his dad will be coaching, Jason Simpson, will be coaching UT Martin in the FCS Division I playoffs today at Missouri State. So congratulations to that family. Ty Martin headed to Alabama, the quarterback, 35-18 winner at Riverside. And then in 1A, South Pittsburgh, 30-22 win at Cloudland. And McKenzie beat Peabody 36-30. So here's what we have. And in the order that we will have them, starting on Thursday at 10 a.m., remember all of these times are Central Time, CPA and Lipscomb Academy, guys, the rematch of the rematch, right? Because they met they met this earlier this year, and, of course, CPA beat them in the state championship game last year.
And I tell you what, CPA is going to have a thorn in their paw after Lipscomb Academy just thumped them and dominated that game during the regular season.
Yeah, I think to shut them out. I mean, you know, and Lipscomb, you know, they've just been on a tear all year, so
Right, their only loss. Only loss to Oakland, and that was right in the last seconds of that ball game.
Right, and CPA's only loss was to Lipscomb and Oakland. So,
yeah, and a very close game there too, right, with CPA. Right. So CPA will be the home team against Lipscomb. That is at Thursday, 10 a.m. at Chattanooga's Finley Stadium. The second game of the day will be at 2:00. DCA, Nashville Christian. We got Paul Wade, the DCA coach, coming up here in just a few moments. But again, an all mid-state thing. And Jeff Brothers, I know we're going to talk with Paul Wade here in just a few moments, but the job Jeff Brothers has done at Nashville Christian is pretty amazing.
Absolutely, Greg. These two teams met earlier during the regular season, and it was a tight ball game. DCA won that ball game 7-3.
And the nightcap, Montgomery Bell Academy, Thursday at 6:00. Montgomery Bell Academy against Chattanooga Macaulay. Of course, we've talked a lot about Marcel Reed, the quarterback, and everything, but NBA. Sort of surprise coming through, weren't they, a little bit?
Absolutely. They started off the year 1-3, Greg, and everybody was wondering what was going on with NBA, and then they caught fire, and they have been dominant during these playoffs, winning 35-0 over Baylor and then knocking off Christian Brothers 42-14. But undefeated Macaulay awaits, and they are very, very good.
Well, I think at the beginning of the year we said, hey, if you're going to go to the state, you're going to go through Macaulay. And here they are. But, hey, don't count out the Big Red.
Friday on the Division I, it starts at 10 a.m. on Friday morning. The Class 3A, it will be East Nashville Alcoa, as we just mentioned. And then Friday, the second game at 2 o'clock, will be the 1A, South Pittsburgh and McKenzie. And the nightcap on Friday, 5A, Powell and Page. And then on Saturday, the first game that morning at 10 a.m., Tullahoma and Elizabethton in the 4A. In the 2A championship game at 2 o'clock, it'll be Hampton and Westview. That it all wraps up with Oakland and Summit Saturday night, 6 o'clock, down in Chattanooga. And what a way to close this thing.
Yep.
Oakland, the expected team to be there all year long, and Summit, with the move up to 6A, got to be the new kid on the block in this one.
Well, yeah, and Greg, and I expect a huge crowd in Chattanooga for this one because both these two teams have an enormous following, and you got to look at, you know, Summit, they were the 5A state champions last year. They got a chance to be the 6A state champions this year. I dare say, I don't know this for a fact, I dare say that's never been done before in Tennessee high school football history.
Well, I'm telling you this, we got a guy that's coming on today. He will be able to tell us if that's happened before, I guarantee you, because Ronnie, you talk about TSSAA, he knows that inside and out.
All right, that's still to come. Let me tell you about McClellan Construction on the air, saluting the brave men and women of our U.S. military. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. The proud salute to you, brought to you by McClellan Construction. Call today for all your interior and exterior needs. 931-626-6156. 931-626-6156. That's McClellan Construction, the people and professionals who care. Well, coming up, bottom of the hour, we just mentioned it, our Gary Force Acura Legend of the Week, TSSAA former executive director Ronnie Carter. But coming up next, DCA off to Chattanooga. We'll talk with the head coach just a moment, Paul Davis.
All five Middle Tennessee locations of Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are open for dine-in service plus takeout and curbside pickup as well. That's right. You can dine in or out at our locations in Bellmead, Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, Old Hickory, and our newest location at Nipper's Corner. Happy hours Monday through Friday from 3 to 7 featuring half-price beer from scratch kitchen items made fresh daily. Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are the best eats and the best seats for every game. For more information, visit samsportsgrill.com.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 day a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWeb.com. That's FreemanWeb.com.
Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, but I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines' annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at TimLeeperRoofing.com, that his long-based mid-state company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at Tim Leeper Roofing.
Looking for a challenge? Push yourself further. It begins when you enlist as a soldier in the U.S. Army. You'll be trained in one of more than 150 career fields, and you can even earn money for college and even a cash bonus if you qualify. To find out more, visit your local Army recruiter at 1715 Old Fort Parkway in Murfreesboro or at one of our other Middle Tennessee locations. You can also log on to GoArmy.com. They're strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army.
When we think of summer, we think of this.
They won virtually everything in their path.
This.
The checkered flag is out and the win goes to Acura.
And some of this.
Acura wins! What a performance!
Get some wins of your own on our entire lineup at the Acura Summer Performance Event. Because every Acura was designed with the knowledge gained from the track. Acura, precision crafted performance.
Visit Gary Force Acura today for exceptional offers on the RDX. Since 1991, Valentino's Ristorante in Nashville has shared its passion for all things delicioso. Bold flavors, fresh ingredients, fine wines, and lighthearted laughter. Valentino's is quiet and romantic. Featuring Nashville's most engaging and sophisticated menu Italiano, it's all under one roof, located at 1808 Hayes Street in Midtown. Lunch weekdays and dinner each night starting at 5. For an experience of Italy and Music City at its grandest, it has to be Valentino's Ristorante. If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
A, B, C, A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb right here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Coach Bubba Spears, Greg Pogue, and Craig Ladd, CJ Akay, he is producing as we wrap up Season 10. A Prep Football Talk. Craig, do the honors.
Well, Paul Wade, a guy we all know, Greg, around the mid-state, had great success at Ezell Harding as head coach, went over to Innsworth as assistant coach, had awesome success there, winning state championships. 2018, took the head coaching job at DCA, and lo and behold, here we are. 3 years later, he's in a state championship game. They have an outstanding team, averaging 41 points per game, only allowing 11 points per game, guys. That first season, they were 0-10 in 2018. Since then, 30-6. DCA last won their state championship in 2004 against Boyd Buchanan, and I know they are foaming at the mouth to get another one.
Paul, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, and it's got to be a nice little Saturday morning just to wake up and not have to either break tape of a win or a loss, and you're worried about what's coming up. I know you know what's coming up next, but a bye week here for you, essentially.
Yeah, it's kind of been the hot question this week, and to be honest, for schools our size, it's a welcome time. Last week, we played probably our best game of the year. It was our first game on turf. And, excuse me, we got a few guys that, have got some burns and some sore ankles from that turf. So we were welcome to get a few extra days.
Hey, Paul, Bubba Spears, congratulations. But I'm going to tell you what you've been through in the last year with the tornado and everything and the rebuilding of the stadium and the school, it's not just football, but you brought the community and the DCA people together, and did an outstanding job. I mean, 0-10 in 2018 to the last 3 years, 30-6, and I mean, a lot of times you won't pat your own self on the back, and I know what it means. You've done an outstanding job there. And tell us what, all the hard work that, just the community's put in there.
Well, I appreciate those nice words, Coach, and I miss coaching against you this year. But you're right. Our community has done an outstanding job, and I think it starts with our leadership. Dr. Singer and Coach Goodwin kind of spearheaded that whole thing. But you're right. Our football stadium, except for the concrete, bleacher pieces, everything had to be replaced, and everything from the grass to the fences to the scoreboard to the goalposts to the you name it had to be redone. And it was exciting to see new stuff happen, but it was also sad because we're still on three campuses. Hopefully in January we'll have our entire community back together. So as exciting as this is for our school community, it's sad that our whole entire campus can't be together to do the things that, schools, K-12 schools do, walking through the halls and seeing the little kids and, having them show up at pep rallies. And, then you include COVID with all that, and it just makes a more disastrous event to try to prepare for. But it is an exciting time. It's an exciting time for me because 4 years ago I had no idea, to be honest, what I had fallen into. And I don't say that in a negative way because my wife and I just become empty nesters, and I was looking for a new challenge. And, to step back in single A, which I've said from day one is a spot that all coaches should have to spend at least 2 years of their career in to see what it's really like dealing with, a few kids and a few in smaller budgets, but it's been exciting for our kids and our alumni as well.
Paul Craig Ladd, congratulations on making it to the state championship game and all the adversity that your team has had to go through, and I guess the school, the student population. It has to be a nice rallying point for administration, students to, I guess, get their mind off the adversity you've gone through. And also, you know, people forget the school. You weren't there, but the school was devastated by the 2010 floods also. So it's been a very, very, I guess last 10 years has been tough on the DCA community.
Well, no doubt. And I was actually interviewing the week that occurred at Ensworth. So and my sister was working at DCA at the time. So I had a little idea of what was going on and saw the devastation that occurred. But you know what we tell people all the time, when you look to a higher power for faith and for strength, you know, when bad things happen, you know, you've got to have the faith that better things will come out on the other end. And I think after the flood in 10, I think the school prospered in a way that it had not in many years. And you know, here after the tornado, the rebuild almost being completely done, with the stuff that we've seen occur in our community, we also have the faith that the Lord's going to do great things for DCA here in the near future.
DCA football coach Paul Wade with us Saturday, a week from today, rather Thursday at 2 o'clock, Finley Stadium, DCA, Nashville Christian. Paul, during that 0-10 season, when you're about 0-7, 0-8, somewhere through there, you go around telling everybody, say, you just wait. You know, 4 years from now, 11-1, and we're in the state championship game. Just chill out a little bit.
Absolutely not. you kind of stay low profile. That was a new encounter for me. I had never in the 26 previous years not been to the playoffs. I had only been a part of two losing records, and both of those, ironically, we played for region championships with those losing records because they were both years following state championships and new contracts. So it was a different time for my life. It was a different time for my wife Mindy, who is a football wife to the 10th degree. Having both boys officially being done with their football careers, I will tell you, life was not good. But then I just had to believe that I was brought back for a reason. But I've answered this question many times that. You had to look for wins and different things. You know, I'm a proponent big time of when the scoreboard's on, we want to have the biggest number on there. But I had to draw attention away from the scoreboard. We had to look at things like getting through practice healthy, finishing our entire workout, making it through a game and getting first downs, which there were some games that we almost did not have first downs in. I tell this story many times that we have a sponsor who donates money for every first down that you get in your home games for an entire year. For the first time since that had occurred in 2018, we did not receive the full allotment. But I will tell you that the very first home game of the 2019 season, we had more first downs in that game than we had the entire home season in 2018.
Wow.
So it was a turning ordeal. Even though we still weren't very good that year, I think the kids started to believe in what could happen. And for the seven seniors who hung on, bless their hearts. You know, them and their families are reaping the benefits, and I just hope we can have a good performance this Thursday.
Well, I'll tell you what, Paul. People don't understand, going 0-10, you worked as hard that year probably as you have any year you've been there, because it's week in and week out you're trying to find something. And then you have a good one there, too. I mean, it takes a special person like yourself to come in after Coach Goodwin has his run there at DCA, and then you come in and you're doing your thing. Yeah, I remember when I was at Friendship 2 years, you just told me, you said, you better get us now because we're going to get y'all. I mean, y'all was set up. I mean, that's part of the reason I got out. We got tired of DCA. But, no, you've done a great job. And being from the community yourself, going to DuPont, I mean, Only bad thing you have to do is put up with Joe Dubin, I guess.
Well, yeah, is that restraining order still in effect for yeah. Big Joe?
Well, it may be for some for some others in the media that have that against him, but Joe's been an incredible dad. You know, I told a guy just yesterday that he has done an unbelievable job of separating his TV, radio, blog persona versus his dad persona. He is a great dad to JJ, supports him in everything and every way that he does. And it's exciting to have him around. You know, back to what Bubba said, you know, coming back and around, you know, I was at DCA in 92 to 99. Coach McIntyre actually hired me back in 92 when I was a GA at Tech. And getting to coach kids that I coached in the 90s and now getting to coach kids of friends that I grew up with Brad and Jody, having their kids on the team. It's been real exciting because it has drawn back a lot of people that we haven't seen, that I haven't seen in years, and it reconnected a lot of alumni to circle back, you know, later in life, when whether they're in state or out of state, just to see what DCA football is all about.
Paul, you know, you went 11-1 this year, so there's a lot of positive things that happened during this season. Your quarterback, Bradford Gaines, we had Brad on several weeks ago as our legend, and he was beaming about his son.
Well, he should be. Bradford had an incredible year. You know, and anytime you got a boy who plays a sport that you played, you know, when my sons played in college and high school, I beamed every day about them. But Brad had a good reason to beam about Bradford. You know, he had a career night last week. All year long, we may have thrown only 7 passes in a game, or we may have thrown 25 passes in a game. He never complained. He understands what our scheme is, and he understands what his role is. And the fact that you've got a kid like that, as smart a kid as he is, as good a kid as he is, it's a feel good for everybody when you have a kid like Bradford who's now in the final, what we call the last game of the season, and who's had an exceptional year.
And certainly against Nashville Christian, I know you played them and had a good game with them, beating them earlier 7-3. So you know what the job Jeff Brothers has done over there.
Jeff's done a great job. You know, Jeff and I actually coached together back in early 2000s at CPA, and he went his way to JP2, and I went to Davidson. So, you know, we're back in the same community, even though we didn't play each other because of the different levels. And then he circles back to Nashville Christian, and I go to Ensworth. So we're back in the same communities again at different level. And now here we are getting to face each other for the first time in, you know, our 30-year careers. So it's been an exciting time, you know, to talk to each other during these interviews. And, you know, that first game, you know, they came at, well, our regions all changed this year in single A. And, you know, I was thinking, oh, gosh, here we go. We got Nashville Christian, you know, with the dominance they've had in the last few years. You know, we don't have a chance. And you know, as the season went on and our kids got better and better, I think it created an environment, you know, that they thought, hey, maybe we can be pretty good. Because still in the back of their minds, I will tell you, it's just a few years ago. And then, you know, last year getting smacked around by USJ and then going down there and returning the favor, you know, our kids just have a feeling right now that we're pretty good. And, you know, obviously that could fall apart real fast. But the excitement for Thursday for this group of seniors, that group of seniors has grown to 14 from 7. You know, some play really important roles and some are just role players. So we're excited to see how they respond this year and this week, and we hope that obviously Bradford has a great game for us.
Paul, thanks for joining us. Good luck down there Thursday afternoon. I keep saying Saturday, but Thursday afternoon against Nashville Christian. Thanks for joining us, Paul.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate you guys.
All right. See
good
you
guys. Good luck, Paul. Thanks, Paul.
What a job. Yep. What a job he's done out there. We'll take a break. Coming up, Gary Force Acura, Legend of the Week, former TSSAA Executive Director Ronnie Carter.
All five Middle Tennessee locations of Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are open for dine-in service plus takeout and curbside pickup as well. That's right. You can dine in or out at our locations in Bellmead, Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, Old Hickory, and our newest location at Nipper's Corner. At the hours Monday through Friday from 3 to 7, featuring half-price beer from scratch kitchen items made fresh daily. Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are the best eats and the best seats for every game. For more information, visit samsportsgrill.com.
When we think of summer, we think of this.
They won virtually everything in their path.
This.
The checkered flag is out and the win goes to Acura.
And some of this.
Acura wins! What a performance!
Get some wins of your own on our entire lineup at the Acura Summer Performance Event. Because every Acura was designed with the knowledge gained from the track. Acura, precision crafted performance.
Visit Gary Force Acura today for exceptional offers on the RDX.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 day a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWeb.com. That's FreemanWeb.com.
Looking for a challenge? Push yourself further. It begins when you enlist as a soldier in the U.S. Army. You'll be trained in one of more than 150 career fields, and you can even earn money for college and even a cash bonus if you qualify. To find out more, visit your local Army recruiter at 1715 Old Fort Parkway in Murfreesboro or at one of our other Middle Tennessee locations. You can also log on to GoArmy.com. There's strong, and then there's Army strong. Paid for by the United States Army.
Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, but I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines' annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at timleeperroofing.com, that his long-based mid-state company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at TimLeeperRoofing.com.
Since 1991, Valentino's Restaurante in Nashville has shared its passion for all things delicioso. Bold flavors, fresh ingredients, fine wines, and lighthearted laughter. Valentino's is quiet and romantic. Featuring Nashville's most engaging and sophisticated menu Italiano, it's all under one roof, located at 1808 Hayes Street in Midtown. Lunch weekdays and dinner each night starting at 5. For an experience of Italy and Music City at its grandest, it has to be Valentino's Ristorante. If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
It's a Bill King Show.
I have this aversion to either the media or anybody else telling people what they ought to be doing with their money. Maybe in this case, it's just me versus the planet Earth. But I'm not going to tell those coaches at Tennessee or any other school, here's what you ought to be doing with your money.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb, Coach Bubba Spears, Craig Ladd, Greg Pogue producing here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studio, CJ Akay. I was going to have you read our guest bio. I'd just soon you just do the abbreviated version. I got to be up in Kentucky by noon. if you don't
mind. I'll do the abbreviated version.
How about former TSSAA executive Ronnie Carter? Is that enough?
I think that's enough.
All right. But and you stayed up all night working on his bio.
I did.
And then four pages of ink.
Yeah, I killed three trees with all the stuff I had on.
Hey, Ronnie, good morning. What's up?
Greg, I'm good. How are y'all doing?
Doing well. Well, I mean, we could say all the different things, but since 1986, the executive director, TSSAA, Hall of Fame's here, Hall of Fame's there. The reason we want you on, Ronnie, the Blue Cross Bowl games are moving down to Chattanooga this year from Cookeville, and I thought Cookeville did a really good job with them when they were up on the plateau. But you and I were talking the other day just about the history of the championship, football championships, and their evolution, and I didn't even know this. I should have, but up until, 1985, just one team from each of the 16 districts, and that was it that made a spot in the playoffs?
Oh, yeah. The playoffs have a great history, and it's interesting to watch what all is going on in college football right now and realize if you look at high schools, not that they would look at high schools as a model, but if you look at it, you can see what's going to happen, because when the playoffs first started in 69, there were three classes and four teams in them. And now look at them, and you literally see the evolving, and you witness so much over time and why it went from 4 to 8 to 16 and so on. But you can almost see that's what's getting ready to happen in college football too, you know.
Hey, Ronnie, this is Bubba Spears. I can't.
Bubba, how are you?
I'm doing fine. I know you're hitting them every day, but let's sit here. I mean, I couldn't get you on air and not talk about this. I mean, you coached for 11 years, and you coached at McMurray Junior High and John Overton. But here's the thing. You taught mathematics and coached football, basketball, wrestling, and track. So, I mean, it's not like you just hopped into TSSAA, and, I mean, you took your position of assistant executive director back in 1978.
That's correct.
I mean, yep. If you want to go into TSSAA, all you have to do is, like we said, you just mentioned Ronnie Carter.
Well, I appreciate that. But, Bubba, you can identify with this. At the time, all I was in 1978, all I was really wanting to do was get ready for the next year at Overton, and things just happened, and Johnny Miller went to Austin Peay, and I thought, well, I thought about administration a little bit, but really hadn't thought that. But I thought it would be a good experience to apply, knowing I wouldn't be in the Final Four or anything. And lo and behold, the next thing I'm doing is on the phone with Gil accepting the position. But it was a great 31 years. I've told people many times, there's tough times like in anything, but if you talk sports all day long, it can't be bad.
Amen.
Ronnie, Craig Ladd, I guess the evolution of to where we are right now, I can hearken back to, where the Clinic Bowl was the quote-unquote pseudo state championship to where we are now. It's just unbelievable where we are now compared to back then.
Yeah, it is. And if you take the entire history of it from from the time it started, I think those 23 years with the Junior Chamber of Commerce and the Clinic Bowl, I think that was the thing that really gave it a shot. And it's one of those great stories of timing, because when Scooter Clifford and Charlie Warfield came to meet with Gil and I and explore the possibility, you have to remember at that time, and Bubba remembers this, the championships were rotating from home site to home site. So we explained to them that it was very unlikely that the schools would want to do this, because now they would never see it again in East Tennessee or West Tennessee, or they wouldn't see it for a long time. So there were, you just did that. And then they created a proposal that was just unbelievable for the schools to consider. But the thing, the icing on the cake, was that when we hit the championships, we could just as easily have had a team from East Tennessee playing a team from Memphis. And in the AAA, we ended up with Lincoln County and Gallatin, and Bubba remembers it. and we end up with about 20-something thousand people there in a great football game. And it made it for the Junior Chamber, and it made it for TSSAA, too. And you're right, Clinic Bowl has a 23-year history with the Junior Chamber of Commerce before the Blue Cross Bowl took shape and before it moves to Cookeville and so on. And in my personal opinion, I think that 23 years was just an unbelievable period of time in the history.
And then the title sponsorship of Blue Cross Bowl, the Blue Cross Bowl Blue Shield in Murfreesboro to Cookeville, now to Chattanooga. Just talk about that evolution, because they've been great partners all the way.
Well, they have. And Blue Cross Blue Shield has been a great partner of TSSAA for years. and and we did a lot of things with them. And when that happened, it's, you know, it's just, again, one of those great timing things. And it was a great move for the association. And then Bernard and them, they moved it there in 2009. I retired in 2009, moved it to Cookeville. And I'm sure, you know, it was a tough decision at that particular point leaving Murfreesboro. But it's been a great, great thing for Cookeville. It's been a great thing for TSSAA, I'm sure. And I think the move to Chattanooga will prove to be true also, because Chattanooga's been in the right place at the right time in the evolution of TSSAA. That's when we first moved the state wrestling tournament to UTC. That was the big move for wrestling. Then along comes a thing called Spring Fling, and it ends up in Chattanooga, and you know the rest of that story. So I think, and they hosted girls soccer this year and did a tremendous job, and I think it's going to prove to be another great move for TSSAA and for Chattanooga.
You know, Ronnie, I can remember when I first started teaching and coaching in 1979, coming out of Belmont, and I'm up at Mount Juliet, you know, and it's just one team going. People don't understand that. You know, Mount Juliet, we'd had the 3 years I was there, we had three outstanding years. You lose one game. Of course, you know, we lost to Galton every year, and Galton would go, of course. Then the year we beat Galton, Smyrna beat us. So, I mean, and you know, then when it went to two, everybody just went crazy. Oh, no, no. And now look at it now. And it's just unbelievable. You start in August, and then you finish up right now. It'll be in December. But the advancement that they've made in high school football, and you was a big part of that.
Well, it was, you know, not that I was a big part of it, but, Bubba, I used the illustration of Gallatin and Mount Juliet for many times when people want to know, well, why did it go to 16 and why did they start taking runner-ups? And I said, you have to understand the impact that it was having on regular season. And a lot of people, you know, they don't think about that, but I said, and this was all over the state in one class or another, but in Middle Tennessee, every year Gallatin and Mount Juliet were ending up 1-2, and whoever lost that first game generally went 9-1 and 8-2. But one of the things that we found in talking with administration of both schools was they would see their regular season games start dropping off, because now they were no longer alive in the playoffs and the battle for the playoffs. And as a result of that, you could see the impact it was having, not just on the playoffs, but on schools in their regular season. And that was a major part. That was a major part of the decision by the schools also.
Ronnie, are there too many state championship games right now? There's nine.
That's correct.
Great answer.
Your turn, Craig.
Is that a question or a
That was it's however you want to take it, Ronnie.
Well, you know, from a personal perspective, I was not a fan of Division I, Division II, of the move to go to Division II. But the great thing about the Athletic Association, as Bubba can tell you, is it's an organization of the schools. And the schools make those decisions through their process. And our role at the office was just to administer that program. So our role when division, and some would say, why were you against it? I was against it for one reason. There was a philosophical reason. But if someone all of a sudden tells you you've got 30 schools and you've got to create tournaments for them in all sports, that can be a little scary. And that was what Division II, the scary part of Division II. But as we all know now, it's been 20-something years, and now there's very few people can remember when it was not Division I, Division II, and independent schools in a separate division. And so you have that with three, and then you have what's happened with the Division I. And obviously, a lot of people think that's too many, but you can also see, I tell people, that when you're in the championships or you advance, it doesn't make any difference how many they are. The schools that are there are going to have a great, great experience.
Ronnie, I think I just put on my reporter hat and you put your administrator hat back on there for a second. Good answer.
Absolutely. Ronnie, just to piggyback off of that, you were right in the middle of the discussions of the split. Really, the first proposal to separate public and private was in 1986. Then it really got some momentum. A lot of people point to the fact that Brentwood Academy knocked off Riverdale in the 5A Clinic Bowl.
The other way around.
Yeah, Brentwood Academy knocked off Riverdale. I'm sorry. And I guess talk about what all went through that, and the split happened in 1997, your tenure. Of course, a little different than it is now. It's completely split now, but I guess talk about that. It was really a different time back then because, you know, a lot of grumbling going on.
Well, it was, but it was also a great time. When you start thinking of some of those matchups with different schools like MBA and public schools in town, if you were in Chattanooga, there was nothing bigger than Red Bank playing Macaulay in the regular season or them battling for playoff spots and so on. So, that's probably my age coming back. I think that was the best time, because you had everybody together. I've never thought that anything really positive happens when you start splitting. It sounds great, and it gives more teams opportunities, but if you look back at the history of basketball in Tennessee, it was never better than 55, 56, and 57 when Lyndon won three state championships, and they were the smallest school in the state of Tennessee, and they were playing Kingsport, Dobbins, Bennett, and all of them. So I'm not a big, quote, classification person, but I understand why the schools want it and understand why the decisions were made to do what they were. But it's also something that is lost along that way also, and that is you now lose those schools playing each other. They'll play in regular season, but they don't have to, as Bubba knows. And as a result of that, you now see things much differently. And you can just talk in Metro. You see things much differently there now than they did, say, back in the era when Bubba first started coaching.
And one thing you never had to deal with was a pandemic. Can you imagine what Bernard and Matthew Gillespie and all, everybody, and, you know, not only from the administrative part, but just everybody in our state, it was all new. Everything was new, and then every time you thought you had an answer, there was four different questions.
Oh, yeah. There's no question what the association faced with the pandemic in the last two years. And we're not through facing it. What the association faced and what schools faced individually in dealing with it and with the kids that are in the program, it's unreal. I don't think there's ever been anything in our history and education quite like the challenges of the last two or three years. And sometimes what we forget about is the ones that's impacted the most are the kids. Can you imagine being a student during that period of time and the things that have happened to you in your high school experience? And I think it's been very, very tough, but I think the other part is everyone's responded. Bernard, Mark Reeves, especially. Mark was involved with the for many, many years with the National Federation Sports Medicine Committee, and as a result of that, dealt with a lot of issues. And between Bernard and Mark, and then working with the governor's office, they came up with a great plan in that period of time, probably as great as any of the associations, because I'm sure y'all know this. There were many associations that didn't play sports that particular year. But Tennessee, I think, did some unbelievable things to allow schools to still be able to participate.
Ronnie, always great to catch up with you. You know that. And enjoy the grandkids.
I always do, Greg. All of y'all, Craig, Bubba, it's great to talk with you.
All right. Thank you, Ronnie. Appreciate you, man.
Thanks, Ronnie.
All right, Ronnie Carter. Can you imagine? We could sit here all day talking to him.
Oh, he's a show himself. I mean, you know, he's been through it all.
Plaques for the Tim Leeper Player of the Week winners are provided this season, and they were nice. Amplify Awards and gifting at 1113 Murfreesboro Road, Suite 412 in Franklin, open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. It can be reached at 615-794-8479 or visit the website amplifyawards.com. Custom awards, custom gifts, engravings, name tags, all kind of things can be found at Amplify Awards, where they say at Amplify Awards and Gifting, they do say this. I promise. I'm going to get to it right here. It is. Our company slogan is, your people matter. We'll help you prove it. And we want to thank those guys. For 11 straight weeks, we delivered one of their awesome plaques and to our Tim Leeper Roofing Mid-State Player of the Week. So I want to thank them for being a part of the show as well. Let's take that last break.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, but I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines' annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at timleeperroofing.com, that his long-based mid-state company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at Tim Leeper Roofing.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 days a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWeb.com. That's FreemanWeb.com.
Since 1991, Valentino's Restaurante in Nashville has shared its passion for all things delicioso. Bold flavors, fresh ingredients, fine wines, and lighthearted laughter. Valentino's is quiet and romantic. Featuring Nashville's most engaging and sophisticated menu Italiano, it's all under one roof, located at 1808 Hayes Street in Midtown. Lunch weekdays and dinner each night starting at 5. For an experience of Italy and Music City at its grandest, it has to be Valentino's Restaurante. Looking for a challenge? Push yourself further. It begins when you enlist as a soldier in the U.S. Army. You'll be trained in one of more than 150 career fields, and you can even earn money for college and even a cash bonus if you qualify. To find out more, visit your local Army recruiter at 1715 Old Fort Parkway in Murfreesboro or at one of our other Middle Tennessee locations. You can also log on to GoArmy.com. They're strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army.
When we think of summer, we think of this.
They won virtually everything in their path.
This.
The checkered flag is out and the win goes to Acura.
And some of this.
Acura wins! What a performance!
Get some wins of your own on our entire lineup at the Acura Summer Performance Event, because every Acura was designed with the knowledge gained from the track. Acura, precision crafted performance.
Visit Gary Force Acura today for exceptional offers on the RDX. All five Middle Tennessee locations of Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are open for dine-in service plus takeout and curbside pickup as well. That's right. You can dine in or out at our locations in Bellmead, Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, Old Hickory, and our newest location at Nipper's Corner. Happy hours Monday through Friday from 3 to 7 featuring half-price beer from scratch kitchen items made fresh daily. Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are the best eats and the best seats for every game. For more information, visit samsportsgrill.com.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and we are in the thick of the offseason, but so much news is coming our way that we have to keep going, right? On-track testing last week at Charlotte. We've got some qualifying news, all kinds of stuff. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday, even in the offseason, right here.
Hi, this is Ross Chastain, and you're listening to the Final Lap.
Every single weekday, right here.
Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb. Well, that wraps up season number 10. Want to thank our great sponsors all season long. Of course, Bill Freeman and Freeman Webb, our title sponsor. U.S. Army, Goggin Cold Haul, Valentino's Restaurante, Tim Leeper Roofing, Nashville Scene, Gary Force Acura, Goggin Cold Haul. They got two mentions, Sam's Sports Place and Sam's Place as well. Bubba, Craig, 10 in the books.
Enjoyed it, guys. Look forward to number 11.
Yeah.
Go Eagles.
Everybody, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, three state championship games per day down in Chattanooga. Have yourself a great rest of your Thanksgiving weekend.